Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the second anniversary of Al Muqaddimah. I cannot believe that it's been 2 years since I started this channel. Time has gone by so fast. Currently, Al Muqaddimah stands at 42,000 awesome subscribers. When the first year of Al Muqaddimah ended on 6th of September 2019, I had 13,000 subscribers, so that's quite an increase. Thank you for being here and supporting the channel. Those of you who have been here since the beginning and those of you who have recently joined, I cannot put to words how much I appreciate all the support. The second year of Al Muqaddimah started with a bang as I made the Arab slave trade video and many people didn't like it, although many people liked it a little too much. In addition to that, I've finished my Al-Andalus series, so yay! I started a series on the Abbasid Caliphate. These videos are a bit different than Al-Andalus as they're more self-contained. I plan to finish that series in the coming year. I also made some standalone videos, like the Black Death in the Middle East one. I tried to improve the quality of audio and the way that I speak, and I think I'm almost there. I did collaborations with some channels that helped the channel a lot. Namely, I'd like to thank What If Altist, Higmaestri, and Invicta for collaborating with me. Last but not least, there's Useful Charts. I cannot even begin to say how much this channel owes to him. The third year of Al Muqaddimah will also see some merchandise as I'm working on posters and charts. One of them that's pretty much done is the Timeline of Islamic History, which shows many political entities from 622 to 1924 and how they've changed over the years. I'm still in the middle of research for it, but I've made some progress. I asked you guys to submit questions you want me to answer, and I've got a lot of them, but not too many to answer, so let's get started. Are you going to do videos about the Ottoman Empire? I got a lot of questions of this nature. Let's just assume that the answer to all of them is yes. The channel is here to stay. I'm going to be making videos for the foreseeable future, and obviously, I'm going to cover as much Islamic history as I can. Most of your videos deal with post-Islamic history. Is there a lot of material on what pre-Islamic Arabia was like? Can you make something more in-depth on pre-Islamic age? There is a lot of material on pre-Islamic Arabia. I'd recommend the book Arabs by Tim McIntosh Smith. The video that I made on pre-Islamic Arabia isn't very good. It was my first video and I generalized a lot, so I do plan to remake that with more detail. I also plan to work on pre-Islamic Arab states like the Lakhvid Kingdom. Do you plan on expanding to non-Islamic history in the future? Are you planning on covering contemporaries of the Islamic empires, such as the Byzantine and Frankish empires? Non-Islamic, yes. Byzantine and Frankish, no. I think there's many YouTubers who are producing quality videos on European empires, so I'll leave that to them. The non-Islamic entities I'd like to cover are mainly Indian. I am reading a book on Maharaja Ranjit Singh of the Sikh Khalsa Empire, and I do plan on making a video on him sometime in the future. Can you describe the difference between Sunni and Shia, and please describe them with events which caused this part? Yes, I'll definitely make a video on that. I do need another dumpster fire video, so yes, thank you for suggesting that. What made you start this channel? By profession, I am an animator, and I've been making videos for roughly 10 years now. Being interested in Islamic history, I was frustrated that there's no quality videos out there. And so I put my shortcomings aside and decided to start the channel. What inspired you, made you put your plan to action? Crash Course, definitely. I watched their world history series and absolutely loved it and thought that I should do that. What steps did you take before finally publishing your first video? Well, I had to prepare a lot of things, like characters, maps, and stuff. Although the video isn't the one that you guys see on the channel now. You can find that video on my Patreon. Are you from Pakistan? What is your country of origin? Yes, I'm from Pakistan. Right now, I'm in Germany getting my master's degree. To what extent do you think the events like Battle of Tours and the Siege of Constantinople were the seismic historical clashes that earlier historians have made them out to be? Could the Umayyad armies have continued to raid and conquer even more territory after almost a century of unprecedented expansion? That's an interesting question. I do think that they were important, but not that important. If the Christians had lost the Battle of Tours, it wouldn't have been that famous of a battle. Although there probably wouldn't have been Charlemagne, so yeah, history would have been different. But the fact remains that Western Europe was too different and distant from the Islamic heartland for a permanent, thriving Muslim civilization. It mostly would have meant more raids into France, but I don't see permanent long-lasting Muslim empires there. Obviously, more raids would bring their own problems and change in history, so yeah. About the siege of Constantinople, there's no way that I see the Muslims winning that, so I'm not even sure how that would impact history. Sorry about that. The map that you use only shows the major parts of Islamic world and excludes Southeast Asia. So if you were to do a video on Southeast Asia, would you create a new map or use some other map? Yes, for most of my videos, I make new maps. It's no trouble really. What program do you use to make videos? Now this is a question that I get a lot. I use Adobe After Effects for animations, but Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator play a supporting role. What did more harm to the Muslim world in your opinion? Well, in history overall, a combination of Mongol invasions, Black Death, and Timur the Lame. Although in the Islamic world that we live in right now, the thing that has caused the most problems is the lack of a political structure. I think that that's the field where Muslims did little to no work, and that's the most devastating thing in the world that we live in. Islamic political structure usually exists with a caliph at the top, and that's basically just monarchy. There have been no attempts to define the power of the caliph through check and balance since Al-Mamun's reign. The caliph's powers were pretty much defined by then and haven't changed. We need a political structure that doesn't revolve around one person. What would you like on your second birthday? Well, I wanted to have 50,000 subscribers, but that didn't work out, so I'll have a sandwich instead. Assalamu alaikum. What are your sources on Islamic history? How do you determine which part of Islamic history is most likely to be correct and other being lies? Apologies for asking on a public platform. Answer only if you wish. Are you Sunni or Shia? First of all, wa alaikum assalam. I'm a Sunni, but I don't let that influence my videos at all. Funny enough, on the same video, I can be and have been accused of being too Shia and too Sunni. As far as my sources are concerned, you can't really talk about Islamic history without studying original Arabic sources, like Al-Tabari's history, for instance. Although, I usually read scholars who have studied those sources rather than studying them myself. Because the older the source, the more filtering it needs, for the lack of a better word. I rely on the reputation of the scholar in their field. I read multiple books on the topic and try to decide which is correct by checking their sources. In most cases, big history doesn't change from source to source. There are disagreements on details and there's difference of opinions. Like, for instance, everyone will agree that Harun al-Rashid destroyed the Barmakids, but they might disagree on how and why he did that. Will you do talks about things such as culture, clothing, architecture, food, literature, etc. during the different Islamic empires? Yes, I am fascinated by daily life in different empires, but that information is more tedious to find, so it takes some time. Have you read all 39 volumes of Al-Tabari? No, I have read the final few for my Abbasid Caliphate series, but not all. It costs like 2,000 euros, so no. Who is your favorite Muslim leader besides Prophet Muhammad, of course? That's a good question. I'd say Caliph Abdurrahman III of Cordoba. He inherited an emirate in disarray, and he made it prosper and left a legacy that has no parallels in the Islamic world. Do you think Muslims are in denial about their history? Is there whitewashing of the dark sides of our political history? Thank you for asking that. I believe that Muslims are in denial about our history and there's a lot of whitewashing. If I go ranting about this, you know, I might take an hour or 10, but I'll just say this. I think we tend to create a relation between us and some distant king because we both worship the same god and then we try to defend that person and change historical facts. Same is true for slave trading in the Muslim world. The recent tides of nationalism certainly haven't helped the problem. How did Islam spread in South Asia, Indonesia, and Malaysia? I won't talk about that here, but I am making a series on how Islam reached various places, so keep an eye out for that. Book recommendation for knowledge about Islamic history. Also, if you play games, what is your opinion on an open-world game set in Baghdad during the Golden Age of Islam? That's a great question. I have often imagined an Assassin's Creed game set in the time of Harun al-Rashid, where the Barmakids are Templars and they're practically running the empire while Harun is in Raqqa. And you have to take them down at the end, of course, on Harun's orders. A book recommendation, I'd suggest A History of the Muslim World Since 1260 by Vernon O'Egger. It gives a really neat overview of the past 800 years. I'm a philosophy student who goes to a university that sadly doesn't teach much Islamic philosophy. A lot of works that I'm looking for aren't translated in English or are behind a paywall. Nevertheless, I'd like to get more familiar with it. Where should I start? If you can afford it, I'd recommend you start with On the Harmony of Religions and Philosophy by Ibn Rushd. It's a great book that gives you an insight into what the relationship of the Muslims with Aristotle was and why Averroes was so famous in Europe. Do you know Nolegia in person? No, I don't. He has been very kind to me though, and I'd love to get to know him in person, but I don't. Why are you so biased against Indians, and why did you show Tughlaq's ruling whole North India during Timur's invasion, and why did you not mention Timur's defeat by Jats and Ahirs in Meerut and Haridwar? In these wars, Timur was wounded in battle by Jat warrior Harvir Singh Gulia in the chest with his spear, after which Timur retreated like a puppy. Like a puppy, that's cute. This is what I call a good question. The Tughlaqs did rule most of North India with the exception of some parts of Sindh and Bengal. But since both of those entities were Muslim and didn't contribute anything to Timur's story, I didn't really bother putting them on the map. There were various autonomous local rulers, but they were mostly under the Tughlaqs, even if it was just in name. Now, the story about Harvir Singh Gulia and the Jats is not at all true. There's no evidence of that. Some stories say that the spear wound you mentioned killed Timur later, but as I said in the video, he died some 7-8 years after India. Harvir Singh Gulia was likely made up during Maharaja Ranjit Singh's era as a hero who fought against Western invaders as Ranjit Singh himself was facing the Afghans from the west. The story has no basis in the truth. Timur did face resistance at Meerut, but that didn't result in a defeat or even an open battle. I am not biased against India. I'm sorry that you feel that way. One of the reasons that I hate Timur so much is because of his sack of Delhi. In history, again and again, the subcontinent of India was looted, and that still continues as we vote for the looters now. So I have a hatred for people who looted India, like Timur and Nader Shah. Who is the most overlooked general or emir? I feel like all of them are overlooked. If you ask someone, they'll probably name Khalid ibn al-Walid, Salahuddin, and maybe one more. Not much of Islamic history is known by the general public. Although among people who know history, I think I'll choose Abu Yusuf Yaqub al-Mansur of the Almohad Caliphate. He managed to win some key battles against the Reconquista and managed to halt it. If he had slightly better conditions or he had lived longer, he might have even temporarily reversed it, although the Muslims would have been expelled from Spain either way. What do you believe are the most common misconceptions about the history of North Africa? I guess that the region is poor. At least, that's a misconception that I believed for a long time. It is obviously by no means poor in natural resources or manpower. It has been sucked dry by colonialism and it has been ravaged by conflict that is a direct result of colonialism. I'm not sure if this answers your question, but yeah. What would be the best scenario for partition of India? Now, this is an ideal situation, which isn't even possible, but still, I'd prefer if various states of India had been turned into separate countries based on the local ethnicities. India is not a country, it's a continent, and it's too big and diverse to be ruled by one state or three. Maybe something like European Union would have worked better, but then again, this is ideal. Realistically, I don't think that there's any way to partition India based on religion that would have worked better than what we have now. What caused the decline of Muslim empires? Well, the same thing that caused the downfall of many European dynasties. Although the good question would be, what has stopped the rise of Muslim countries? Which I would say, again, a lack of political structure and that post-colonial conflict that I mentioned before. Name a historical site that you wanted to visit the most, or two, or three. I wanted to go to Spain this year, but because of COVID-19, I couldn't. Medina al-Zahra and Alhambra are at the top of my list. There are some Umayyad palaces still existing in Syria and Palestine, but both of those countries are in bad shape, so can't visit. In an ideal world, I'd love to visit Medina al-Zahra, the old city of Marrakesh, and the Umayyad Mosque of Damascus. So that was all the questions that I thought needed an answer. Again, thank you very much for the support. You guys have been so kind. I'd like to especially thank all my wonderful patrons on Patreon. Their names are at the end of every video. If you want to help, you can do so by sacrificing a comment or like to the algorithm god, or if you can afford it, you can pledge a dollar a month on Patreon, which goes a long way towards getting me a yacht and a harem. Overall, I thank you all very much for supporting me through the second year of my channel. I hope to see you guys here in the third year as well. Don't forget to leave a comment on how you found my channel. See you next time.